Oh my God, I'm on. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Brian Gittins Show. It's the second show of the night, and welcome to Spreaker. If you've never used Spreaker before, then I've got nothing to say, really. You know, basically, this is the Brian Gittins Show. If you haven't heard the Brian Gittins Show before, it's a phone-in show where I try and talk with other human beings on Skype. And I've got some topics here, but the main topic for this show is the biggest. I mean, you know, when I thought of this topic, I kind of thought to myself, why have I never done this before? Seems like an absolute classic. So anyway, the main topic for this show two, is the biggest penis you've ever seen. The biggest penis you have ever seen. Tell me about it. What did it look like? How near did you get to it? Who owned it? How many pictures did you take of it? So on and so forth. So that's the first topic. The biggest penis you have ever seen. By penis, I don't mean dickhead. I mean John Thomas. Second topic is I'm just going to go back on the go through the other topics that I've done for the last four. Come on, Brian. Come on. Sorry. Clarity, Brian. So ever seen a performer storm off stage? I'm going to keep plugging away at this one because I'm sure someone's got a good story out there. have you ever been chased by a grown up when you were a child? Hello? You're alright, you're ready now. Got some coffee wafts. Finished? Any more? Thought so. Jesus Christ, don't wind me up tonight. Right, so the topics are the biggest penis you've ever seen. I mean, like, not on TV, not on some pornography website. I mean, in the room with you. In touching distance. Other topics include, would you like to be interviewed for the job of Brian's bodyguard? I need a bodyguard. Have you been bitten by a dog? Oh, have you ever recorded a song, like a proper song? You've written a song, you've written the lyrics, you've written the music, and you recorded it. Maybe you're a little embarrassed of it now, but would you like to play it on the Brian Gittins Show? Maybe you did it when you were a teenager and you're like, oh God, that's embarrassing. Well, we'd very much like to hear it on the Brian Gittins Show on Spreaker. So if you have recorded or produced a song, play it tonight. I'd love to. I'd absolutely love to hear it. Oh, that's enough. And we can play Filthy House Hunting if you want to, or doesn't look like we're going to play anything. No one's interested. If you are interested, you can Skype me at Brian Gittins. Brian Gittins. GITTINS. It's the Brian Gittins Show. It's Spreaker.com. God, nothing. No one out there. Come on. Help me out here, guys. Skype me up. And 4 minutes. 4 minutes. One, two, three. I've given you about seven topics. Hello.
When do you want me to start, Brian?
What do you mean?
Oh, bodyguard job. Surely I'm the man for that job.
Oh, would you like to be my bodyguard?
I'd love to be Brian.
Okay, you got it.
Right, cheers, mate.
Cheers, bye. It's that simple. Hello?
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 Hello, is that Brian?
Yeah, who's talking?
Hello, my name's Robin.
Robin?
Yeah, I've just seen your Twitter and I thought that I'd Skype you. Well, actually, my boyfriend was going to Skype you, but he's a bit starstruck at the moment and hasn't got the bottle to speak to you, so I thought I'd speak instead.
Okay, lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too.
It's lovely, lovely feeling, isn't it, talking?
Yeah, it's great.
So, what have you rung up for? Are you going to answer a topic or...?
No, not really, just for a chat.
Oh, well, let's chat about, what do you want to chat about, nothing?
Well, something.
I mean, the main topic of the evening, you know, I'm not going to throw that at you because you're with your boyfriend and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But, well, help me out here, I'm doing all the work here, love.
Is this the real you?
Yes, it's the real me.
Why do you want people from the public to ring you?
This is a radio show.
Am I on the radio?
You're live on the radio show.
That's amazing. Which radio?
Well, it's not a proper radio show. It's Spreaker.com. Spreaker.
I've never heard of it.
No, you've never heard. No, don't belittle it. It's Spreaker.com and I have about 27 listeners.
Wow.
Yeah. Make you laugh, does it? Where are you calling from?
Plymouth. Yeah. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I've gone over the old bridge that was built by what's his face.
I don't know.
Come on.
Why? Where are you from?
Near Brunel. Brighton. Near Brighton.
Okay.
God, this is hard work, isn't it, Spud Lake? Bloody hell. Where's your boyfriend?
He sat next to me, but like I said, he won't talk. He's bottled it. He's too shy.
Why is he... Just talk.
That's why I'm speaking to you. I know nothing about you. I don't know what to say.
That make you laugh as well, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I make myself laugh because I thought you were a comedian, but you're not making me laugh, are you?
Well, you sound like you're laughing. Amazing. She rings me up and gives me hassle. There, made you laugh. Bang. I win. Good night. Oh, yow. Hello?
Hello.
Sorry about that, mate.
That's all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, who am I talking to?
Jez. Yeah,
short for...
nice to meet you.
Jeremy. Short for Jeremy.
Yeah.
Simple as that. How can I help?
Pretty simple. I'm here to interview to be your bodyguard.
Ah, it's already gone, mate.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I mean, how buff are you?
Pretty buff.
All right, you've got it. You're my bodyguard.
Top man.
I've just sacked Roy. Sorry, Roy, you're over 50. How old are you, Jez?
I'm 36.
36. That's what I need, a guy in his 30s. I think Roy, that's you know, right. If I got punched, Roy would be too slow. Forget about it. Do you know Roy?
He hasn't got the taekwondo. He hasn't got the taekwondo.
Are you a taekwondo expert?
No.
No, sure. Where are you calling from?
From Ascot.
Ascot? Are you a horse?
Only on Sundays.
What? All right, what are you now?
A pigeon.
All right, fair enough. Good night.
Right. Cheers.
Oh, dear. Just spoke to a half horse, half pigeon. Thank you. Hello?
Holy shit.
What?
Hello?
Who am I talking to? Who's Skyping me up the rectum?
You said on Twitter to hit you up on Skype.
Yeah, it's a radio show, mate.
Oh, well, I'm on the radio show, but all I hear is music. Am I on the wrong thing?
No. This is you. No. We're talking now. You're on, mate. I just play songs. I play about 3 songs every 10 to 15 minutes.
I
play
that's
a
awesome.
Song, sorry, every 10, 15. Forget about it. Where are you calling from?
I'm in the U.S.
Whereabouts?
Do you know where Illinois is?
Yeah, been there. I got married there.
Really?
No. Sorry.
Let's see, that sounded like bullshit.
Yeah, it was. Where's Illinois?
Illinois is up by the Great Lakes.
Is it really?
Yeah, in the Midwest.
I like people calling me from America.
Why? Because you think we're all idiots?
No. I just like it. I like reaching my bony arm across the Atlantic Ocean.
Do you feel like you've got that kind of reach? Like it's your comedy's reaching all the way over here really well?
It really is, isn't it? It really is. My comedy tentacles are really stretching around the globe. That's why I have about 37 listeners. It's appalling. I've been doing this 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I only just found you now because of Derek.
Right. I bet you don't stick around. I bet you never listen to this show again.
Why would I never listen to it again? That's terrible.
Because it's shite.
It's shite? Why, what would make it better? What could I say to make it better? I'll help you out.
Get rid of me, for one. Get someone else in. Get someone who's good with their fingers, who can press buttons at the right time. Basically, get Gavin or something.
That's fucking horrible.
Yeah. Low self-esteem, mate. Yourself?
That's amazing. Your self-esteem is through the roof. What are you talking about?
No, it's not. It's very low. We're not, 3 o'clock in the morning, mate. I'm looking at the ceiling.
It's 3 a.m. there?
No, when it's 3 a.m., I'm looking at the ceiling, pondering my life.
That makes more sense. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I work overnights at a rehab clinic, and at 3 a.m. I sit there and listen to 12-year-olds call me a raging homosexual and shit.
Whoa, now we're talking. Carry on. Tell me what your job's like.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. From 10 o'clock at night till 8 o'clock in the morning.
Sorry, mate, start again. My sting was too loud. Let me do it again. So, what do you do for a living?
Basically, for 10 hours a night, I try and make sure kids don't run away from their therapy rooms and stuff, and make sure that if they try to, I have to stop them. And, you know, if they decide to go ape shit, gotta stop them pretty much and make sure they stay safe. You there?
Yeah. I was just using a sound effect. Just to...
You're trying to make me sound like an idiot.
I'm not trying to make you. Now I'm interested. You're making me sound like an idiot because you've got a proper job.
No, what do you mean a proper job? Like, I see you on the television. Well,
what does that mean? Come on, you're doing something. You're making a difference.
What?
You're making a difference. You're looking after children. What am I doing? I'm pressing fucking sound effects on a shitty internet radio show.
Yeah, but you're having a blast doing it. I just
am
like
I,
you said, when you're sitting
really
there at 3 in the morning
blast.
Looking at the roof, I'm doing the same shit.
Come on, mate, focus. Get your priorities right. You're doing the right job. I'm doing the wrong job.
Nah, don't get me wrong. It's awesome to know you're making a difference. But when I get to watch you on TV giggling, talking about, you know, the hefty word on the streets is they call it the hefty gobbler. Like, I'm like jealous as shit, like anybody would be.
Are you really?
Oh, are you kidding me, dude? You guys look like you have a blast. Like, I don't know how you even keep a straight face half the time.
Yeah, but you're doing something worthwhile. Come on, you're doing something worthwhile. You have children in your hands. You're molding them.
Oh my God! If you spend, I guarantee you, you need to come over here and spend one night doing what I do, and you'll totally regret saying that.
Nah, I'm not interested. I've got the patience, exactly. Mate.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, I hope you stick around and listen to the show.
Hell yeah, of course.
Tell all the people around the lakes, the Great Lakes, about the Brian Kitchen Show on Spreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't very convincing. Come on, mate. No,
I've tried to turn everyone at my job that I work with, which is only a few people, onto Derek and show them you. And everyone that I've told about it loves it. So
we'll get him onto Spreaker, I don't know about mate. The radio show. This is where it's at.
Spreaker? How come I've never heard of Spreaker until now?
Because
is this new?
It's bullshit. Have a look at Spreaker.com. Look at the you're on it. You're on it now. Look at the Brian Gittin Show. You're on the episode called The Biggest Penis You've Ever Seen. It's not the greatest title, but you're on that episode, okay?
Yes. The Biggest Penis. Yeah, I'm sorry. I realized even when I called that was the title of the episode, but I really... Like, I was in the military, so I remember, like, seeing a lot of cocks, cause, even though that sounds really fucked up, but, like...
What's the biggest cock you've ever seen?
I don't know if I ever actually, like, looked in... I honestly didn't want to compare, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of weird, but...
Come on, mate, come on. You must... I saw a guy once in a changing room, and it blew my mind.
No shit?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Absolutely ridiculous. Deformed.
Deformed?
Well, it wasn't, you know, it was too big for his boots. Literally.
That is, I don't know if that's depressing or just inspiring or what.
Come on. The name of the guy with the biggest cock you've ever seen. Go. You've got 3 seconds.
Magnanimous. I don't know. I mean, that fucking... That sounds like it would fucking fit, doesn't it?
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call, man. Stay funny.
Oh. Become funny. Not you, me.
Yeah, you.
Thank you. Well, call the Brian Gittin Show again. I'm here every Monday and sometimes at the weekends.
Monday, definitely will. And I'll hit you up on Twitter, okay?
Oh, what a lovely guy. Here, round of applause for this guy. Oh, I haven't got the sound effect. That'll do.
Awesome.
Thank you, mate.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye for now. Ah. Oh, wonderful. God, I feel 10 foot tall now. Oh, he said I was funny. He keep being funny, he said. Oh.
Hiya, Brian. You all right?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm over the moon now.
Right, well, I've got a bit of bad news, unfortunately.
Go on then, here we go.
Right, on Thursday, 80 films are being removed from Netflix, including your Jason Orange documentary. So people wanting to see it should watch it now.
Okay, I appreciate that, Connor.
All right.
Anyone who hasn't seen my Jason Orange documentary, it's on Netflix now. When is it being taken off? I should have been told this. I'm surprised my agent hasn't told me. When's it being taken off?
This Thursday.
If you haven't seen my documentary with Jason Orange, it's on Netflix. It's going to be taken off this Thursday. I appreciate that, Connor.
No worries, Brian.
Cheers.
Ta-da.
Bye. Good evening. Gone. So someone came and someone went. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Brian. It's James Mars.
Can't hear you, mate. You sound like you're in a box.
Is any better? I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It's not too bad.
All right. I'm James Mars.
Hello. James Mars, everyone. James, used to make me music, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I was Jingle Boy.
Yeah, you don't do it anymore.
I've been a bit lazy. Sorry.
No, you haven't even listened to the show, have you?
Sorry, Brian.
Good night.
I am now.
Good night.
Oh, no, don't do that. Come on.
Right.
I'm getting back into it. I'm paying attention.
Did you get bored of it?
No, I didn't. I got distracted. But I'm back.
Well, you started living a life, didn't you? I didn't blame you.
It was... I tried. It wasn't great.
So, the last time I spoke to you, you were 17 years old. How old are you now?
Was it 17? I wasn't 17.
Yeah, you were. How old are you now?
I'm 21 now.
21. I spoke to him 4 years ago, guys.
4 years.
21. What was the last thing? What was the last bit of music you made me?
I don't know. I can remember making something for you, and it never got used. So I just kind of thought, well, man, fuck it.
Did you?
I mean, no. I don't know. I'm not sure. I can remember. I made you Quick Chat Time. That was pretty good.
Bloody hell, were you the Quick Chat Time guy? This is the guy that made the Quick Chat Time jingle. How did it go again?
I'm him. It went Quick Chat. Had drums.
Oh my god, I've got to find that again.
I've got it somewhere. I've got them all somewhere.
What do you know what you entitled it?
That jingle?
Yeah.
Probably Quick Chat Time or QCT or something. Do you still do Quick Chat Time?
Not really, I haven't done it for a while.
I haven't had a jingle, that's what I think.
I mean, I played it the other night, but no one played the game. I can't find it.
It's quite weird listening now. I listened to a couple recently, and there's no... I'm missing a few, like, of the old faces. It's a different crowd, but, you know, they seem all right.
Who do you remember from the old days?
Paul Watts.
Yeah, he rang up the other night. I haven't spoken to him for 3 years. He's 49 now.
He's not. David Edwards.
I don't know where he is. He lets me down a lot.
Does he? Do you know what? I saw him at Mac outside a coffee shop. But
he was with me.
I know. I saw him in the show with you, and he was very funny as your father. Or if that, I don't know if that's a spoiler. But I've seen him outside a coffee shop. That was weird.
Amazing, isn't it? Did you want to touch him?
I wanted to touch him, and I wanted to say hello. But if I went up to him and just said, "Hi, I know you, cause I've seen you," but... it would have been frightening for him, really.
Did you get the same sort of feeling you would have got? You would have had if you'd seen George Clooney or something. It's like a Hollywood star, isn't he?
Similar, very similar. But I feel like I know him better than I know George Clooney.
Well, of course you do, because you know one of his testicles is all deformed.
yeah. Speaking of testicles, that's what I was going to talk about.
Okay, so the biggest penis you've ever seen, yes?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I've seen a couple all right sized penises, but I go to university in Derby, and the swimming bath there's a guy, and I've never seen balls like it. They're unbelievably big.
Are we going for balls or shaft?
Ball bag.
Okay, so do you want to just say that last sentence again?
I go to uni in Derby, and in the swimming bath in Derby, there is a guy who has unbelievably big balls. And I told my friend about it, who also goes to that swimming bath, and I said, just keep an eye out for him, and he was like, you know, kind of laughed it off a bit. He came back like a week later and said, I saw him, and they are unbelievable. They are massive. You've seen him around town, he limps.
Do you think he's got some kind of disease down there? Do you think they're healthy?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if there was something wrong.
Well, how big are they? Jacket potato?
Two
jacket potatoes. He's got two jacket potatoes. What short does he wear? Shorts or speedos?
Speedos.
Oh, that's mental.
he's an Indian fella as well, and he's got a large beard.
Typical. I don't know what that means. Good night.
Night, Brian.
Well, you can stay if you want. I just panicked.
Okay. No, that's... He is an Indian fella, and he is quite small, and he's got a beard.
So it's an Indian guy with two jacket potato testicles down his pants, yes?
Right.
Cheers for that, James. Welcome back.
Yeah, cheers. I'm staying around as well.
Oh, lovely. If you want to make me a jingle, then I'll send you. I don't know.
You never sent me anything in the past.
No, so. I haven't. And I don't.
So I'll figure something out.
Super. Only if you're bored. That like.
I'm pretty fucking bored, bro.
All right. Not too much.
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
One of the originals, James Mars. Wonderful man. Seen an Asian guy with a. Two big testicles down his pants. Apparently the size of Jack of Potatoes. Which is a absolutely lovely thought. I'm so glad I started this episode.
Lester.
Got you, mate. You weren't ready.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Matt everyone.
Hello. How you doing?
Hang on a minute.
All right.
This is Matt hang on a minute. This is Matt, everyone.
Yay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here.
All right, yeah.
Playing around.
Yeah, I'd just like to talk about the biggest penis I've seen.
Okay, superstar.
Describe
start.
It. Describe it to you.
For those of you who don't know Matt lives in Leicester.
Yes. Hello. Yeah.
I'm around the Brighton area, and I occasionally do gigs in Brighton, sometimes London, and so. Matt travels all the
people.
Way down from Leicester to watch me. Stick that up your ass, Pete. You lot. Over to you. The biggest penis you've ever seen.
Yeah. Well. In a way, it wasn't very big. It's my
right,
mate.
Forget it then. Come on.
He whipped it out, and it was the sheer girth of and mass of the thing. It wasn't really very long.
Oh really? Was it just like a big wide big mess?
Big elephant. It looked like.
It looked like a big elephant.
Yeah, not a big elephant, but maybe a baby elephant.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like the big balls were like ears, and then the penis was like a shaft.
What? Say that again. His balls look like elephant ears, like, and his what?
His shaft was like the trunk.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's grey.
It was quite intimidating. It wasn't grey. No. It was kind of like a pinky brownie colour.
I mean, could you hold it in both hands?
Yeah.
All right, mate.
One ball in each.
So you're saying it wasn't very long, but it was just...
Well, compared to mine, it was a lot longer than mine still, but it wasn't like... it wasn't erect, was it?
I don't know.
I mean, it was probably 5 or 6 inches, not erect, so I think that's quite big.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, and it was wide, big and wide, with big sort of flappy ears.
Yeah, it looked quite soft as well, but I never touched it.
Who was this guy?
He's called Graham Towndrow. He's actually a policeman in Merseyside.
Is he on Skype?
I doubt it. I've not spoken to him for many years.
So there's a policeman out there with an elephant's head in his pants?
Yeah, yeah. He's like a sergeant as well.
Wow.
Yeah, very intimidating. Right, I'm done. Cheers, mate.
I'm just thinking about his... I genuinely am.
Yeah. Well, it's stuck in my brain for a while.
Stuck in there, yeah. The thing is, I'm not... Whatever.
I've got another one as well.
It's cock night. Go for it.
An erect penis. I was probably about 13 in school. And
oh, dear. Don't like the sound of this. Good night. Don't like the sound of that. See, Brian Giddens' show on Spreaker. What's going on? All sorts going on tonight. It's basically the biggest penis you've ever seen. The biggest penis you've ever seen night. It's just... I'm going to give this guy a call, because he's rung up a couple of times and he's been unsuccessful. Is that Misery Chris?
Yeah, what's happened here? This isn't the usual way of things.
What's that?
This isn't usually how it works, is it?
What are you talking about?
Well, you've found me.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
I don't know, you know, it all goes a bit funny for me when I'm not in control.
All right, well, when you're in control, ring back.
Well, hang on. Don't jump the gun.
It's Misery Chris, everyone.
I'm not sure. I wasn't sure whether I was live or getting that wrong or whether you were snubbing me, because I have tried to ring you several times.
Mate, that's why I've rung you back, for God's sake.
Feeling a little bit loved there? A little bit loved.
There, I've rung you back, mate. Here we go. It's Misery Chris, everyone.
Okay. Well, I've got a big penis story.
Okay. Is it a sad story or upbeat?
It's fucking gross.
Oh, it's gross. It's gross. Could you get your mouth a little bit closer to the penis-shaped microphone?
Now?
That's okay. Now? Okay, this is Misery Chris with his penis story.
I used to go to a magic club when I was about 11.
Used to go where?
To I don't know where the fucking microphone is on my computer. Hello?
You might have to put your head round the back of the computer.
Hello?
Yeah, shout it. Shout your gross penis story.
I don't know. I can't shout it too much, but, well, I was sexually abused by a magician.
Whoa.
The thing is, though...
No, I'm not qualified for this, mate.
No.
No. Gone. God almighty. Oh, that was Misery Chris. Jesus Christ. What's the biggest penis you've ever seen? Okay, here we go. It's the Brian Gittin Show on Spreaker. This episode's called The Biggest Penis You've Ever Seen. I've never focused on the penis, and I've done about 150 episodes. So if you the first time you listen to this and go, "Oh, you're talking about penis," well, I've never ever done it. So let me focus on the penis, please. I'm enjoying it. we've got about 3.5 minutes left. I'm going to have a little break and then I'll be back again to see how Germany are getting on against the old Algerians. So if anyone would like to ring up, we've got about 3 minutes, so the platform is there. We can play dirty, filthy house hunting. If you want to play filthy house hunting, call up and find a house for sale on the internet and describe it to me. Give me the details and I'll get turned on by it. Hello, who's that, please?
Brian, it's Roy. Brian, in the next show, to even things up, surely you must have to do the biggest vagina.
Cheers, Roy. Hello?
Hello, Brian.
It's Bernard.
Hello, mate. You all right?
You're all right. It's Brendan, everyone.
How are you? You all right?
Yeah, yourself? What's going down?
Not much, really. Had quite a relaxing day.
Okay. Super stuff. Anything you want to say, or what? You've been on the sun lounger, or what?
I love that sound effect. I think you and I we've both done enough chat about my genitals, but I remember there was this program a few years ago that was on telly about flashers, and there was a line from it. There was a line from it that stuck. It's like stuck in my head, and it's probably going to go with me to the grave.
Okay, you're gonna let us know what it is, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, wait. As soon as I do the sound effect, let it go for about 3 or 4 seconds, and say the line. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. This is Bernard with a line.
Actually, can I set up the story?
Huh?
I'll set up the line.
All right, you give us a setup. Sure.
Right. So a woman got flashed on the bus, and her description of the flasher's knob was, do the honk. Oh, there. Okay. It was like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Gone. Simple as that. Well played. It's like a baby's arm holding an apple. Lovely. Lovely stuff. Oh, dear. So that was Bernard. He was on a bus, and he saw... no, he didn't. He saw a pro... Don't know what he saw. But who cares? Well played, Bernard. Who's next? Got about 45 seconds left. Oh, come on, guys. 30 seconds left. Make the most of it. Could be dead tomorrow. 30 seconds left. Who wants a bit of it? Skype in now. Brian Gittins. 30 seconds left. Here we go now. 30 seconds left. 25 seconds left. Who wants to get involved? Skype in now. If you're new, get involved. You've got 20 seconds just to say, "Hi, my name's... Colin Townsend, lovely to speak to you," and I'll say lovely back. Oh dear. Hello?
Reinstate me, Brian. I'm the best bodyguard you could ever have.
Bodyguard?
The best bodyguard you could ever have, that little body of yours.
Nah, you're pathetic. You're a weakling.
Anybody wants to challenge me in the ring?
Disgusting. All right. Good night.